How many clients have you served in the last year?
About 5,000.
Did you expect to serve that number?
We expected maybe not quite that many, but it wasn't completely out of the range of possibilities.
What are some of the main reasons why individuals find themselves with criminal charges and return to criminal life?
Every client is different. So while I would be reticent to generalize, I would say that, you know, when we look at our clients as a population, that they often, we serve, you know, only indigent appointed cases in Kalamazoo County. And our client base as a whole often struggles with unstable housing, lifelong trauma, racism, mild mental illness to serious mental illness, joblessness, addiction, and other barriers to living a dignified, organized life that often augments the likelihood of them getting criminal charges.
Of the about 5,000 clients that you've had over the last year, what percentage would you say actually encounter those issues?
I would say certainly the majority, well over 60%, will encounter at least some of those problems, probably more. As we expand our new holistic program, we're going to be able to gather a lot more specific data about what needs our clients have and how that's interacting with their ability to get their own life where they want it to be.
You call this the village. Why do you call it the village?
Well, the village is an organization of a number of service providers in Kalamazoo working together for our clients. Kalamazoo County Defender was formed as a nonprofit in 2019 and began taking all cases in July of last year. And we committed ourselves, because we're a nonprofit, to do something unique, and that is deliver holistic care to our clients. So the village was our effort to deliver this holistic care in the best possible way. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel. Kalamazoo has so many great services that we didn't want to reproduce. But we also didn't want to send our clients out to these siloed services. Otherwise, it would be impossible for us to know how they were working and whether they were obtaining those services. And we decided it'd be much better to bring the services to the client. Hence, the village, which will house service providers here in Kalamazoo in remote offices so that we can have those services on site and our clients will not have to bus all over town, and those service providers can work together as a village to coordinate care in a much more expedient way.
How many organizations do you have?
Well, we have over 20 organizations that have helped us in this project, and not all of them will be situated on the second floor, but most of them will be common names to anybody who lives in Kalamazoo. Borges, Bronson, DHHS, Family Health Center, Griffin Place, Housing Resources, Kalamazoo Community Mental Health, now Integrated Services of Kalamazoo, Interactive Michigan, Kalamazoo County Bar Association will be here with the Kalamazoo Public Library and the pro bono program to make available services other than criminal defense. Kalamazoo Valley Community College, Michigan Works, Ministry with Communities, Open Doors, the Recovery Institute, Western Michigan University School of Social Work has helped us, and experts from WMED are helping us figure out how to measure our outcomes there.
And how many attorneys currently do you have on staff now?
We have 22 attorneys plus me and the chief defender, Donna Innes.
Have you hired those social workers that you were talking about?
Yes, we have two social workers. They're excellent social workers that really appreciate this project. We call them client navigators because their role is to meet with the client, make assessments, and then set up the appointments with the service providers in our village or outside the village if necessary. There are a number of service providers that we're still going to have in our network that won't be on the second floor, but whatever our client needs will be determined by those client navigators.
At what point does the village intersect with the clients?
Our attorneys meet our clients for the first time at arraignment. It is at arraignment, the first stage in a criminal case, that we find out whether or not that person will be our client. At that arraignment, our attorney makes a rough estimate of how necessary some of the services in the village might be, and that is noted so that our staff can separate those who need to meet with their attorney right after arraignment to get their case planning going, and those who need to meet with an attorney and a social worker. Our goal is to get them into our office or have them meet via video or phone in the time of COVID, if they so choose, with both the social worker and the attorney early on in the case, ideally at the same time, to reduce the travel and stress on our clients.
Do you know of any other public defender's office anywhere in the country doing this?
I am unaware of this particular arrangement being used in any other defender office.
And when you say this arrangement, specifically, what do you mean?
There are holistic offices that utilize social workers around the country. We investigated those offices, many of them, talked to how they did it, and modeled some of our programs on them. But the distinction with Kalamazoo Defender and the Village is actually creating the resource here in our office to bring the agencies that are all working here, health, addiction, job training, the experts here in Kalamazoo residing in our office. I'm not aware of a model like that.
With the ultimate goal, you're hoping what?
Our goal is to lift up our clients' humanity to the courts and the community. Too often, our clients are regarded as criminal defendants or in other categories in our siloed service provider industry. They have mental illness. They are homeless. But they are humans with multifaceted problems. And having all the service providers work here together with our attorneys, we are able to lift up clients' own narrative and life experiences in a way that dignifies their experience and hopefully informs the community about what it's like to have the lived experiences of our client base. Our ultimate goal is to put our clients on a path of dignity and respect, to be able to live a life that is under their control and frees them from some of the barriers that lead them into the criminal justice system and into all of these other collateral issues that compound their difficulties.
How is this funded?
The funding for our criminal defense operation comes from the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission, or MIDC, along with the County of Kalamazoo. And that provides the salaries for our attorneys, all of the expenses for conducting our criminal defense operations over at court, but it does not cover much of what the village is planning to do because those are not directly related to criminal defense services. So the village has been funded by the Kalamazoo Community Foundation in part, the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation, and a grant from the Harold and Grace Upjohn Foundation. Together we have raised over $180,000 that helps us in this first phase rent out half of the second floor at Comerica and provide internet, furniture, and other necessary equipment for the service providers.